This Sheraton softball tournament game is being brought to you by the following sponsors: Circle of Friends, CNC Cycle, Kent Farm Management, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical, Pipers, Hirschbacher Funeral Home, Red Haw Medical Center, Johnson Machine Works, Sheraton Ford, Red Haw Realty, Bingham Construction, Adam Barr, Edward Jones, Chuck Wagon, Interiors and More, Grace Baptist Church, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and the Fielding Funeral Home. And now, to the field.
Good evening and welcome to Overcast Fairfield, Iowa. Sign of tonight's 3A regional softball final between the Kiko Chiefs and the Sheraton Chargers. I'm Tim Millage, and along with me tonight is Perry Lane. Break from the hot and humid conditions tonight, and it's going to set up for a really nice and comfortable evening. Overcast skies, temperatures in the low 70s, and a constant southeast wind blowing straight in from center field tonight will make for very good softball conditions. This Southeast Iowa matchup tonight pairs two very strong programs as of late. Sheraton finished third in the state a year ago, Keokuk second. Both of them conference champions. This year, Sheraton is now the three-time conference champion in the South Central Conference, and Keokuk was their conference championship also. Only one team tonight, though, will move on to next week's state tournament in Fort Dodge. So a great matchup tonight between Keokuk and Sheraton, and alongside with me tonight is Perry Lane, and that's a good thing because I'm a newbie to this old softball game, and really fortunate to have Coach Perry Lane, who coached softball in Sheraton for a while and now is the assistant varsity boys baseball coach. And so, Perry, good to be here.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this tonight. You know, we're talking about second and third last year in the state, and here we're right back at it to seeing who's going to go state tonight, and talking about those conference losses. And Sheraton's only loss this year in conference was to Osceola with that 9-1 record, and a lot of matchups. You're talking about matchups, and they share a lot of teams that they played together. Keokuk faced Albia and Centerville, Oskaloosa and Davis County. We faced the same. We swept all those through the season. They actually lost Albia and to Centerville, but they also beat Oskaloosa and Davis County. So pretty even matchup all the way around. You know, Keokuk's coming in with a 25-14 record. Sheridan's at 24-9. Sheridan's in the top 10. I'm not sure about Keokuk, but looking at batting averages and pitching and, you know, fielding percentage, it looks like we got a pretty even matchup all the way through. I think if it were for me, I'd, you know, looking at pitching, we got Tana Seifer on the mound, and she's one of the best in the state. So I would give the edge in pitching to Sheraton, probably just even on the hitting and the fielding, and I think we're in for a really good ball game there, Tim.
Yeah, you said it. I think both of these teams are experienced with the success that they've had over the last few years, and so that in a lot of games that can give one team an advantage of they've been there before. But when you're talking about Keokuk, the Keokuk Chiefs and the Sheraton Chargers, both of these teams are very used to and very accustomed to the success that they've had over the last few years. So that one, that's kind of a toss-up there. Both of these teams, they know what this game means. They know how big the game is, and I agree. I think this is going to be a great softball matchup here. Fairfield, Iowa, and about an hour and a half drive for both of these schools, and pretty decent crowd tonight. We're about 10 minutes away from, I want to say kickoff, but it's the first pitch, and a good crowd from Sheraton, a good crowd from Keokuk. The purple and the red are here strong, and like I said, great conditions tonight for the softball game, and it should be a really good one.
Well, and you know, I was here in 07 when we played here against Keokuk, and I think it was a one-run ball game and won it there late in the game. So to get to state for our first time, and then, of course, both teams have been back since. So, you know, just looking out there, just a lot of enthusiasm. Players are getting ready to go, and I don't know, maybe we'll look at some of the players that we have for each of the teams here tonight.
One thing, I just got to jump in here, Perry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, this is a huge game, and if I'm out there, I'm sweating bullets. I'm scared to death. I look over at the Sheraton dugout. There's a song playing over the PA right now, and they're doing motions to it and laughing. And, you know, I guess it's good that they're loose and they're ready to go. You know, it doesn't look like anyone's too scared to be out there. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think, like we said, they've been here, and they're relaxed enough. They know what they need to do, and that's a very positive sign looking at that team from
from this perspective right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, last year they were a lot of seniors on that team, you know, really strong there. They got a lot of younger girls this year. Maybe they don't really know the full aspect of what's going on, but, you know, I think being loose and carefree that way just helps you when you're out on the field. You don't squeeze so much and kind of tighten up that you can't play good ball.
And the head coach is Merle Jones from Keokuk and Deb Seifer, of course, from Sheraton. They are meeting there at home plate, and the handshakes are being made, the introductions, and the lineups are being presented, and we're getting ready for, well, I'm not sure. Do we take an infield before the first pitch, Perry, or has that already been done?
No, in softball, they don't take infield, Tim. They do along the sidelines, and that's how the girls do it. They don't take the infield as the boys would have it done.
Well, we don't want to mess the rock infield up. It's a very very nice looking infield, and yeah, that would tear it up. So, are there any grass infields in Southern Iowa?
No, you're not going to see any grass infields unless maybe you're going to some really small school or they share the baseball field, which we have done that in the past. I think Moulton Udell, we shared the high school baseball field with their softball, but normally you don't.
So Sheraton getting here via Centerville in the first round, a 6-2 victory over Centerville, and then on Monday night a 1-0 victory over Oskaloosa that came late. Keokuk's road to the sub-state final tonight went through Fort Madison, always a tough matchup in that conference, and then Mount Pleasant, they beat them on Monday night to get to this point. 25-14 for Keokuk, and 24-9 for Sheraton. So very even on this on the games. Keokuk, of course, playing a few more games. But as Perry said, looking at some of the stats, looks like we have an even matchup with the batting averages, the pitching tonight. It should be just a great Southeast Iowa matchup. And playing to go to state. What a great game. What a great atmosphere to go to the big dance next week.
Yeah, and I think like we said, it's going to come down to pitching and who's going to you know keep people from just getting free walks and keeping those hits down. And when you look at Tana's record at 22-8, she's got an ERA below 2. She's got 187 strikeouts and only 26 walks. So we know she's got the ball right around the plate there, Tim. And her you know batting average for other teams against her is right around 200. While the pitcher for tonight, Alicia Jones, you know she's 16-5. Her ERA is around 3.5, and batting average against her is about 2.46. So neither teams have been hitting them well. Looks like Sheraton's won the toss, and they're going to be the home team. That's an advantage, Sheraton. So we like that.
Yeah, and I think Sheraton probably is a little more of a power-hitting team based on their stats and some of their players. There's a stiff, kind of a constant wind coming straight in from center field, which is blowing out of the southeast. And we'll see if that plays a factor tonight. But that's going to hold a lot of fly balls up in the air, and we'll see if kind of the game strategies is to maybe keep the ball down as much as you can.
Yeah, and, Sheraton, I think, has 18 home runs on the year. I think that's a new school record. And but like you said, we don't want to hold that ball. We want to look more for those line drives. And then the and so right here before the game gets started, let's take this live broadcast brought to you by Perry Lane and Tim Millage. This is Charger Softball on Thunder Country, KIIC. Welcome back to Fairfield, Iowa, and Substate Softball Class 3A with Sheraton, the home team, and Keokuk, the visitors tonight. This is a live broadcast brought to you by Perry Lane and Tim Millage, and we're getting ready for the top of the first inning here with, like I said, Sheraton versus Keokuk. Tim, why don't you help us a little bit with maybe the lineup for Keokuk tonight as they start off with the hitting?
Well, batting first and utility player tonight. I'm not sure where she's playing in the field, but number three, Marley Washburn, will bat first. Batting second is Chelsea Keys. Batting third is Molly Martin. Batting fourth is Alicia Jones. We believe she's pitching tonight. Batting fifth is Rachel Dunlap. Batting sixth is Reagan Zutterland. Batting seventh is Chelsea Deo. Batting eighth is Brittany Means. And the DH tonight, batting ninth, is Allison Hughes.
And looking at the stats there, that Keys is a big performer for them, batting around 400, kind of leads the team in all areas. And then their pitcher, Alicia Jones, I think is the coach's daughter there. And then we've got out in the field, we have Tana Seifer. She's pitching for us tonight. Emma Foudis is behind the plate. Freshman Emily Grismore is playing third base. We've got senior shortstop Lane Gugarich and junior short second baseman Presley Swan. At first base, we have sophomore Kylie Bankston. Out in left field tonight is sophomore Tori Grubel. And out in center field, we have junior center fielder Abby Curran. And right field, we have a senior, Chelsea Miller. And good-looking ball team. We've got a lot of strong people right up the middle. That's where you want to put them, with the short second pitch center field. We've got that freshman behind the plate, but she's come a long ways, I think, Tim, and being able to learn. She's luckily, she has Hallie Lindzine, who was an All-State performer last year, playing college softball now, and hopefully she'll be able just to really frame that ball well and keep them right in the ball game here.
So Marley Washburn steps up to bat, and we are getting ready to start the 3A sub-state final tonight in Fairfield. It's Keokuk and Sheraton, and Tana Seifer steps in, and we're getting ready to get underway here. The blue, I guess I don't know if we call them blue in softball. They're wearing white.
Yeah, we still have the blue. Yeah, they are in white. So here's Tana. She's in the circle. And here's the pitch. And we've got a short little blooper right over the third baseman's head. She's safe at first.
Yeah, it just looked like maybe off the end of her bat, and then just kind of hung up there, and Emily Grismore started to charge and then realized that maybe she needed to take a step back and just went right over the top of Emily's glove.
Yeah, kind of tough here. Looks like we got a lefty slapper here. So we got a nobody out. We got a runner at first. They really come in here with this lefty, really looking for that bunt, that slap. Try to get away there. Yep, there's the bunt, and it's picked up foul ball by Presley Swan. Runners will go back, and number five will come back up to hit. Those slappers, they're kind of tough there. If they can get that ball down hard and quick, and usually have some wheels to speed it out there, kind of a tough situation.
I don't know much about Keokuk and softball, but I understand that the first three batters for Keokuk are actually slap hitters. So
yep, there's the bunt. We got Presley Swan, who gets out at first. It's always good to get the out. Possibly could have looked there a little bit a second there. Might have had her there. Be a little more aggressive here in the early innings. Keep them from doing that. So now we've got runner on second. We've got, who do we have up there, Tim? Molly Martin?
This is Molly Martin, yes.
Molly Martin up.
Yep.
Tana Seifer, she's on the rubber. Here's the pitch. A little bit of a high ball there. Count one ball, no strikes. Runner at second. She's in a position to score. Wouldn't look for a bunt here. Here's the pitch. Ball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Looking at Tana's statistics there. Doesn't walk a whole lot of batters. And facing over 900 batters this year. She's on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Two balls, one strike. Low and inside corner. Nice spot for that. Runners at second, no, but one out. Here's the pitch. Ball hit line drive down the left field line. It's even the count at two and two. She might be willing to look for something a little bit different, change of speeds here.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, this is probably a good position for Tana now that she's got a – she had a good stick on that ball there and actually put it in play, you know, hit it pretty hard. But now I look for a changeup or something down or something up here. Yeah. That was right down the pipe, actually.
Yeah. Looks like that rise ball, possibly. She was trying to get under that pitch, get that little bit of a rise ball. Didn't really work there.
Yeah, Molly had a great pitch to look at there. You know, that looked like a pretty nice pitch to swing at, and she took a good cut at it.
The way she swings it, here's the pitch. There's that changeup, Tim. Nice pitch, change of speed. You might want to come back something either hard on the hands or right there on the outside corner of the plate. Like I said, we're here at the top of the first. We've got one out, runner at second. Number three hitter up. Counts 2-2, I think, still. Here's the pitch.
Setting her up outside.
There she goes the other way with it. Out to right field. Throws to first. She's safe at first. She's safe at third. So we have runners at first and third. We've got one out. We've got the cleanup hitter coming up. Number 13, Alicia Jones, the pitcher.
Nice job of Martin there hitting. Emma Foose set up outside. The pitch was outside right where Tana wanted the ball. And Molly Martin just went with it and took it right to right field. Nice piece of hitting there.
Nice. Yeah, that's really good.
Here's the lefty, Alicia Jones.
There was the pitch. She was looking at the bunt. She faked the bunt there to get that runner over. Now we've got two girls in scoring position. Runners at second and third. Number four hitter up.
Is this a situation where a bunt is used a lot? This is their cleanup hitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bunting here. We got two girls in scoring position. Something through the gap could possibly score two in softball. They're running such short distances. So I wouldn't hear with our cleanup hitter.
Ball two there, 2-0 here. Top of the first, 0-0 is the score.
One out. We've got Tana. Here's the pitch. There's the little blooper right over the shortstop. Gets past the left fielder. Two runs have scored. And we've got our number four hitter, Alicia Jones, there at second base. Go ahead, Tim.
The ball was not hit very well, but it was just put in a place where Gugrich couldn't get to it. And that's something you don't say very often. Usually Lane can get to about everything.
Yeah, I think
just
she was
over playing. Over her left shoulder and actually got by the left fielder also. That's the left fielder out
Tori
there.
Grubel.
Out there. Tori Grubel let it go by her. Two runs score here in the top of the first. So 2-0 is our score. Only one out and runner at second now.
Yeah. It looks like she was maybe playing a little bit shallow there at short and just got over, and it kind of tailed there on that left-handed hitter. Here's Tana. She's on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Strike right down the middle. There goes the runner to third. Foose couldn't hold on to that one and got it away from her. So we've got a runner in scoring position again here at third. One out. Two runs scored here in the top of the first.
This looks like maybe a little bit of early nerves, actually. We talked about that before the game, how that wasn't going to be a factor, but a couple pass balls, couple throws that haven't been accurate. And Sheraton finds himself in trouble here in the top of the first with only one out and a runner at third. 2-0 is our score here.
I think we got a 1-1 count here on the hitter, and here's the pitch. Ooh, nice pitch, low inside. Looked like it caught the corner, but a little bit too low for that umpire.
Yeah, Rachel Dunlap is the batter. She is the first baseman, tall, lanky girl.
Here's Santa with the pitch. Strike, fouled off, right there at her feet.
Well, they don't take a lot of time between pitches, Perry. You get right back up there, and she's ready to go again. I kind of like that.
Yeah, doesn't give us much time to talk either.
Which is good.
Yeah. Here's Tana with the pitch. Once again, she's really working that inside corner. Struck her out looking for the second out of the inning. I think we can get out of here, hopefully, without another run scored.
Well, that'd be huge. And that was a big out for Tana just to take for herself there and help herself out just by getting out of that situation by striking her out. Nice pitch on the inside corner.
That's a good senior pitcher there. Here's the pitch.
Zutterland is the batter. This is the shortstop for Keokuk, and she takes strike one.
On the inside corner there, trying to fist her a little bit there, try to get her to hit a little ground ball. And here's the pitch. Ooh, looking inside again. We just missed there, barely. Tana does one thing about her. She's got really nice control over pretty much all of her pitches there. She's just got to adjust to the umpire's strike zone. Here's the pitch. Strike inside corner. Throws down a third. She's safe. Back safe. Close play, though.
Yeah, and Coach Merle Jones from Keokuk kind of scolding Kalia Jones, who is the pinch runner for Keokuk. Kind of maybe getting a little lazy or caught off guard there. Get thrown out.
Ball hit to the left side there. Lane Gugarich backhands it. Goes to first. She gets her in a rundown between first and second. There she tags her, and she's out. Not very good base running there. Lane Gugarich with that backhand. Throws it over the first. The girl rounds it.
It's a run score, though.
No,
yes, it does.
It scored? Well, yeah, because she kept her in that run down there long enough. So run scores. We've got 3-0. This live broadcast brought to you by Perry Lane, Tim Millage. After the top of the first, it's Sheraton 0, Keokuk 3. This is Charger Softball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home and modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or a barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer and Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule an in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Well, welcome back to Fairfield. Keokuk strikes first blood. 3-0 is our score after the top half of the first inning. And now it's the Chargers' turn to do some damage. This broadcast brought to you by CNC Cycle of Sheraton. And we're ready. We're set to underway here in the bottom half of the first. Jones steps in, and Cypher is the first batter. And now Cypher steps out. Well, 3-0. The good news is we have experienced ball players here, Perry, and I don't think any of them are panicking right now.
No,
here's the first pitch, and that's low in the dirt to Tana.
And the great thing about it, you know, sometimes a lot of teams get up real early, and the thing is it's just the bottom of the first inning. So we got a long ways to claw back into this, get right back in this game.
And it's just one at a time, and I guarantee you that's what Coach Cypher's saying to her players in that dugout. Ball two to Tana Cypher, so 2-0 is our count now. Jones the pitcher, and Tana Cypher is the batter. And back on the rubber is Alicia Jones, the junior pitcher. Steps in. Here's the delivery, and it's low also. About hit Tan in the toe. Actually, they did. They're going to give her the base, and so Sheraton wastes no time with putting their first runner on, and Tana Cypher is aboard with no outs here in the bottom of the first. And number 10, Kylie Bankston steps up.
Now batting number 10, Kylie Bankston.
And so no doubt probably a bunt situation here, and Bankston turns and shows bunt. There is no gimmick here. This is it. This is obvious. And that's a low pitch, and it hits Bankston too. So Jones starting the game by hitting the first two batters, and lickety-split. Sheraton has the first two runners aboard here with no outs in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, and just like we talked about, here we're in the bottom of the first, and next thing you know, hey, we could tie this up with one swing of the bat by Lane Guger. She's got 8 on the year, I think, and probably the all-time home run hitting person there in Sheraton his softball history. So we're in a good spot right here. Wouldn't look for her to bunt to move people over just to get to Presley Swan, who also can hit the long ball with the best of them.
And Coach Cypher giving some instructions to Gugerich and to Swan, and a short meeting on the mound by Keokuk. And you're right, one of the toughest outs in all of Iowa standing at the plate right now. Jones steps to the rubber. Here's the pitch, and that's right down the middle. Lane takes strike one. Maybe a little shocked to see that meatball right there.
Yeah, sometimes it's just good to just to see the pitch.
Here's Jones. Here is her underhand delivery. And that's outside. So 1-1 is the count. Obviously, it's an underhand delivery. be different to see it overhand, I guess. So 1-1 here. Jones rears back, fires. And that's going to catch the inside part of the corner. Nice pitch from Jones there. Really no chance, it looked like, for Gugerich to swing at that.
Yeah, that's a pitch I think Gugerich likes. She really likes that low inside pitch. She can drive that ball well.
So 1-2, good shot for Jones here to throw Lane something that she doesn't want here. And actually, boy, puts it right down the middle. Lane slaps it towards third. It goes foul. And so she stays alive. 1-2 is the count. Runners on first and second. Cypher is on second. And Bankston is on first. Both of them reach because of a hit by pitch. And here we go. Jones gets her sign. Here's the delivery. It's low and strikes out Gugarich. Nice pitch. Looked like maybe a sinker on the outside corner.
Yeah, that was she changed that. I think that was her changeup. It's just kind of so slow there. It just kind of fell out of the bottom. So Lane pulled her head a little bit too soon. Didn't keep her hands back, but I don't think she'll be fooled by that next time.
So after a rough start by Jones, she gets maybe the toughest out in all of Iowa there. She gets Lane Gugarich to strike out. Here's Presley Swan takes a good hack at it. Goes over our heads foul.
Yeah, one thing Deb really, you know, wants these girls to do is be aggressive. And they see that first pitch strike, that big fatty down the middle. She wants them to take a big cut. So they're not going to back away.
Presley Swan steps out for a moment. Looks down to Coach Seifer, gets a sign. And here we go. Jones ready to pitch. Here she goes. Here's the underhand delivery. Changeup. A bunt by Swan. Nice bunt. Throws high to first, but a good job of Dunlap to come down with the ball on the bag. And so Presley Swan is out. And that'll bring up, that'll put two outs for Chelsea. Abby Curran is now our new batter. Two outs. Runners advance to second and to third with two outs here. Boy, it'd be nice to get a single here or at least one run here.
Now, once again, if we get a little drop in there, we've got enough speed on the bases to get in at home for two.
So the right-hander Curran steps in. Here's Jones' delivery. It's fouled back right over our heads. Good cut by Curran. Again, you mentioned Coach Seifer wanting to be aggressive or wanting her girls to be aggressive. First pitch strike, she was swinging all the way. So here is Jones. She's got a little bit of a jam to get out of here herself. Seifer struggling the first. And Jones, nice changeup that time. And Abby Curran way out in front of the change, and it's 0-2 now. And if you're Jones, now you have a little bit of room here to play with Abby Curran, don't you, Perry?
Yeah, that 0-2, you're not going to throw anything near right around those corners or anything. You want to be away or up in the zone. She put it right down the middle with that another changeup, and second baseman caught that on the line.
Goes right to Marley Washburn for the third out, so Sheraton gets the first two batters aboard before Keokuk steps up, retires the side. We're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to Charger Softball on KIIC.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578. Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Welcome back to Fairfield. One inning is in the books. 3-0 is our score in the regional sub-final here. Winner goes on to Fort Dodge next week to play in the state softball tournament. And so first up here for the Keokuk Chiefs is number 11, Chelsea Deo. She is the, not sure where she's playing today. She fouls the first pitch over our heads, strike one.
Yeah, as we continue on, the Charger softball team, they just want to give a shout-out to Grandma Lazier. We know she's listening on the radio today and hope she's enjoying the ball game so far.
So 0-1 to Dale. Here's Cypher's second pitch. Boy, just missed on the inside corner. Or no, they're going to give it to her, actually. Strike two. Nice pitch by Cypher. Nice job of Foose by framing that one.
Yeah, I think with Cypher in this situation, she probably wants to keep throwing hard and maybe get that rise ball going. There's that rise ball like we just talked about. She didn't bite, though.
And that's a great—I mean, that's a great place to put that rise ball. You're up 0-2. You don't want to give them anything they can hit.
Yeah.
And boy, if she tries to go after it, there's no way she's catching that one.
No.
So 0-2 to Deo, 1-2 to Deo, and there's a hit to left field, and it's going to drop in for a single.
She's leaving those pitches, even that one ball, two strikes. You got to—you know—she's ahead in the count. She's going to try to keep that thing off the corner there. She's a little bit too much down the middle, and just a little bit too easy to hit.
Yeah, nice hit by Deo. Grubel looked like she may have had a chance at it, but she probably does the wise thing just to keep that in front of her. If she takes a step in and it goes past her, Perry.
Yeah, we got another situation, it looks like, Tim. We've got that slapper up, so another bunt situation here.
Brittany Means is back up. She was the first batter. Or no, this is the number eight batter, actually. I'm sorry. And her bunt attempt goes over the backstop here for strike number one. So Keokuk up 3-0 here in the top of the second, looking to add more here with a runner on first and no outs. And there's her slap attempt, and then she swings and whiffs. And so 0-2 now.
Kind of takes that bunt situation away there, that slapper, and going over to the left side a lot of times with that slapper, we could set up that double play, hopefully.
So good spot for Tana to be in 0-2. We'll see what she does here. There's the slap. It's fielded by Presley Swan, who's playing up. Out at first, throws down to second. Is Kylie Bankston down to Goodrich, and the runner at second is safe. That is Deo, who singled to start the inning. So a runner at second with one out, and that brings the number nine hitter up. This is the DH, Allison Hughes.
Now, in baseball, you probably wouldn't want to bunt that girl over to third base, but here with one out, number nine hitter, you might want to just sacrifice her just to get that run to third. So any little blooper there, we might get another score. Keokuk, so you might want to watch for that bunt.
So Merle Jones gives her the sign. Here's the first pitch. She was swinging way late. It's fouled over our heads towards the first base sideline. And Allison Hughes quickly behind it, 0-1.
Tana might want to look at her coming inside here, right on her hands, fist her a little bit.
Tana on the rubber. Here's her delivery. It's in the inside corner, and it is strike two. Nice pitch by Tana. She's hit that location a couple times, and it's nearly an impossible pitch to swing at from where I'm sitting. It's just a tough pitch to swing at. Here's her delivery. That's smacked into left field. That's a high fly ball. Grubel's back. She catches at the wall, throws into Goodrich. The runner will stay at second, so that's the second out in the inning. After the lead runner, Deo, singled to start the inning. She is at second now with two outs. Now this is the number one batter for the Chiefs. This is Marley Washburn. The right-handed slap hitter steps in with two outs. Here's Cypher's delivery. It's hit down to Lane Gugarich, and Lane bobbles the ball. Just a hard ground ball hit right to Gugarich. Took one hop, and maybe she pulled her glove up a little too soon, Perry. It went right underneath her glove.
Yeah, she didn't really secure that ball out in front of her. She kind of let it eat up on her, right up inside of her, and she couldn't handle it. So we got runners at first and third, Tim, two outs. Early in the innings, if she goes, I would just say throw her out a second. Foose has a pretty good arm. She's pretty quick back there, but we'll see what happens.
Here's outfielder Chelsea Keys with two outs, so the error does not cost the Chargers a run. And she slaps out of that's popped up. This should be caught. Grismore comes over, makes the catch, and the Chargers are out of the top of the second without a run. 3-0 is our score. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by the Chuck Wagon, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Red Hawk Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty for more information.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers softball team on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton.
Live internet streaming, available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Fairfield and tonight's regional sub-state final game between the Chiefs of Keokuk and the Chargers from Sheraton. Chelsea Miller, the first batter here in the bottom of the second. Jones' first pitch is fouled back. Her second pitch is fouled back. So quickly 0-2 on Miller, who trots down to first base and now has to trot back to home plate. 0-2 now. This is the count on Miller. Want to thank some of our sponsors tonight. Sheraton Ford, Fielding Funeral Home, Interiors and More. Bingham Construction, and C-First Community Credit Union. Jones' next delivery is taken outside by Miller, so 1-2 is the count. And here is the delivery from Jones. She's on the rubber. Here's her delivery. It's smacked to the shortstop. She comes up, makes a nice play, and throws her out. Dunlop, the first baseman, does the stretch at first base and just barely gets Miller, whose sprint down the first base line is just a tad bit late. And a nice play by number 12. That's the shortstop, Zetterlund, for the Chiefs, who throws her out.
Yeah, I was, you know, thinking about the pitcher here. She didn't throw real hard. She got some off-speed stuff, and I think by that next time they get a go-around at her, got a better look at her, I think we're going to start hitting the ball a little bit harder tonight.
Boy, in softball, boy, you hit one on the ground, you don't have a lot of time to field it, and you have to throw it. That's kind of the exciting thing here.
It's got to be in and out.
Emma Foose, the catcher for the Chargers, now steps in, takes ball one inside, and Jones' first delivery is too far in. The freshman, Foose, who's had a great season and actually had the game-winning hit on Monday night against Oskaloosa. 1-0 is the count. Here's Foose swinging away. Good cut at it, but it's fouled back over our heads. So that'll even the count at 1-1. The Chargers looking for that first run here. They're down 3-0 in the sub-state final game. And, of course, the winner going on to play in Fort Dodge next week. The next pitch is taken very close, but maybe low there. And 2-1 now, count on Foose.
Hitters count here, but still be choosy here. Doesn't have to just hit anything.
And fouled down the third base sideline, so that'll even the count at 2-2. And I think you're right. Jones doesn't throw extremely hard, but maybe the second time around, maybe the Chargers will have a little better swing at her than they have the first time through. Jones rears back. Here's the delivery. And that's fouled back, too, so Foose is right on her. Another good cut by Foose. And that's a girl that she gets a hold of one.
Yeah, she's a tall, lanky girl and lots of power. She gets that arm extended. She powers through the ball here. She could hit that thing a ways.
2-2. Here's the pitch, low. So 3-2. Nice job by Foose here. This is a good plate appearance for her. She's had three or four good cuts at her. And, boy, we'd love to get this first batter on. Or actually, I'm sorry, we have one out here. It wouldn't be the first batter, but we need a base runner here. And here's the payoff pitch. 3-2 is the count. Pitches right down the middle. Foose lines it down in between the third baseman and shortstop. And she's on first with a single.
And they will have a courtesy runner, I'm sure, for her. So here comes Miranda Davis to run. You know, talking about, you know, some of the pitching and slowing things down. You know, they moved the mound back 3 feet. And that's really, helped girls with the hitting and up the averages and the home runs and stuff, because it's just kind of made a little bit even throughout all the teams here. Those girls that used to throw really hard aren't throwing quite as hard today.
Yeah, and you kind of said it earlier, Foose is really coming on strong, and what a great at-bat for her.
Yeah,
you
know, really good at-bat. She really battled in there, got her pitch, and then, like we said, she got extended, and she really hit that through the hole.
So here's the number 8 batter. This is the left fielder Tori Grubel. And with one on and one out, trailing 3-0 on the bottom of the second, Perry, is this a bunting situation in the game of softball?
I would probably say here we got the bottom of the lineup, 8-9 hitters coming up, and we need to get her over, maybe get the top lineup, get her in.
Grubel doesn't show bunt. Here's the first pitch taken for a ball, and Miranda Davis pretends to steal there for a second and then heads back to first.
Thing about Tori, she's just kind of come on here at the end of the year. She didn't get a start at the beginning of the year. She hadn't had a whole lot of at-bats.
Here's Jones with a 1-0 count. And that's taken outside for a ball. Actually, they're going to say that first pitch was a strike. I thought it was outside, but 1-1 is the count now.
Yeah, the place we want to probably go down, that if she does bunt, probably that third baseman. Make her come get that ball. She didn't look like she might have real good arm and might be able to get her first and third.
Actually, both are playing very deep for first and third on a bunting situation. And Grubel swings away, fouled back over our heads. So 1-2 is now the count on Grubel. So Jones has her up in the count, and we'll see what she gives her here.
Got to protect, but we'll see what she does here.
The number 9 hitter, Grismore, is waiting on deck. And another good cut by Grubel. Goes over our head again.
More pitches that we make her throw, better. You know, we're going to see her more and more. And she isn't throwing that changeup like she was earlier on. So I think she's just thinking with this 8-9 hitters that we can just get them with the fastball.
1-2 is the count. One out here in the bottom of the second. The Chargers trail 3-0. That one's right down the middle. Stealing second is Miranda Davis, and she is thrown out easily by the catcher, number 9. That's Molly Martin, who makes a great throw. I'm not sure. That didn't look like a called steal there, Perry.
I think it was. And then, of course, with two strikes, you can't really protect her there unless she's going to swing to hit the ball.
And, boy, just nearly missed on the pitch also. Otherwise, that would have been a strikeout. Here's Jones' next pitch outside, so 3-2 is the count. But now no base runner on for the Chargers, trailing 3-0 here. The number 9 hitter, Grismore, waits on deck. And here's the payoff pitch, 3-2 to Grubel. And it's fouled back. I've seen more foul balls tonight, Perry, in a game of softball.
Yeah, it looks like they're just a little bit out in front, a little bit on some of these balls where they're hitting them. And I think just the timing part, once they get that timing down, I think we're going to see the Chargers kind of come alive here. And hopefully Tana and will start settling down a little bit and start hitting her spots. She doesn't look like she's hitting her spots like she normally does.
I think I'm starting to understand why they paint the ball yellow. So you can find it easy in the grass behind us.
I've heard they've talked about that in baseball.
It's not a bad idea.
It's easier to see.
All right, so here we go. Jones steps to the rubber here. Here's her delivery on 3-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. The pitch is swung on. Great, great snatch by the shortstop. Number 12, Reagan Zutterlin, went up to catch the line drive from Grubel to end the inning. So Keokuk survives yet another Charger offensive output. And we're going to head into the third. You're listening to Chargers Sheraton 0.
The Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton has been helping your family cope with the difficult task of making funeral arrangements for a loved one since 1856. Clark and his staff encourage you to plan now to take that stress and pressure off your loved ones at that time of need. For quality service and a caring, experienced staff, see the Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Buying tears and more at 215 South 7th in Sheraton, Iowa. Is now under new ownership. Stop in today and say hi to Chris Feehan. Let them help you when it's time for something new. That's Interiors and More in Sheraton. They're hoping for a win tonight. Go Lady Chargers. And here we are in the top of the third inning with Keokuk up 3-0. And we've got one down right there. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, Molly Martin, the catcher who threw Miranda Davis out the last inning, swinging on the second pitch, swung on and hit right back to Cypher, a little ground ball right back to her. A nice way to start this inning for Cypher and the Chargers. So here's the pitcher, Jones. The lefty stands in, swings, and surprise, surprise, foul ball over her head. That's about the 80th foul ball in three innings.
And the last time she was up, she just blooped that over the shortstop's head there. So,
do you get a nickel for every one you bring back?
Because somebody's bubblegum.
Striking it rich right now, baby. Here's Jones. She hits a little tapper out right in front of Foose, throws down to first.
She's safe.
And she is safe as the ball goes over Bankston's glove. Boy, she swung full speed at that, and the tapper just went straight up in the air and kind of died right in front of the mound. Right in front of the plate.
Always love the swinging bunt.
And so a pinch runner for Jones is number one. That's Kaylea Jones, maybe your sister. And so with one on, there is one out here in the top of the third, and Dunlap, the first baseman, is now up.
Probably not going to bunt here, but you never know. Maybe a steal or a hit and run just to get things moving.
When you're up 3-0, though, you know, you're always thinking about just tacking on one more here, one more there. So, you know, wouldn't be out of the question maybe to try to get her down to second. Dunlap takes on the first pitch. That's a ball. And so 1-0 is the count to Rachel Dunlap. Here's Cypher's delivery, or the windup. And that's low in the dirt. 2-0 is the score, or I'm sorry, the count.
So here's that hitter's count. She knows she's got to come with something good. I wonder what Cypher's thinking about there on the pitch.
The right-hander looks at ball three inside. So 3-0 is the count. And
actually called that a strike.
Okay. Well, I can't see his.
He calls it late. He takes his time.
Well, Cypher kind of gave the body language like, you got to be kidding me. That wasn't a strike. The next pitch is swung on by Rachel Dunlap, and that's strike two. And so she swings through a fastball from Cypher. And so after falling behind 2-0 in the count, it's now 2-2, and Cypher would like to get this one herself here, or maybe turn a double play here to end the inning. 3-0 is our score, sub-state final. Cypher strikes Rachel up out on a ball on the inside corner. So after falling behind 2-0, Cypher fights back and does what any good senior pitcher does and takes Rachel Dunlap herself.
Yeah, I think if she just really sticks to that inside half of the plate, these girls aren't going to be able to turn on the ball. It's when she leaves it over the middle or a little bit to the outside there that they actually can pull the ball.
Here's Zutterlin, the shortstop, who made the outstanding catch to end the second inning. And another inside pitch from Cypher, strike one, and you're exactly right. Keokuk doesn't seem like they want to swing at that inside pitch, and Tana's painting the inside pretty well. Here's the delivery. That's low. Maybe a drop ball there, changeup.
Yeah, I think she would just keep throwing hard. I would stick with those rise balls and the fastball in on the hands right there on the inside corner. She moves that to that changeup. They might speed up their bats to hit that.
There's the 1-1, and that's foul down the third baseline. And so 1-2 is the count, and the Chargers would love to get out of this inning on this next pitch.
Yeah, probably. Hopefully she'll take her up either on that just a high fastball or that rise ball. Just keep it in tight on her. Make her swing for that high pitch. That's a tough pitch to hit.
So we'll see what happens here. The Keokuk faithful cheering on Zutterlin. And Cypher's pitch is right down the middle, and a good cut at it by Zutterlin. And Coach Merle Jones has to jump out of the way.
Yeah, still struggling there a little bit with her control. She was kind of set up there. Foose had her set up inside, and she just left it right out over the middle there.
So 1-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Top of the third, excuse me. 3-0 is our score. Here's the delivery. It's a changeup, and Zutterlin takes all the way. So 2-2, good pitch by Cypher. And Zutterlin actually got out there on her left foot and did a good job of just holding back. Looks like she really wanted to swing at that one. Here's the 2-2 from Cypher. That swung on, fouled back again by Zutterlin.
So she's throwing a lot of things up in the zone here, and she's throwing the changeup. But we haven't really seen that drop ball a whole lot tonight. So, you know, still throwing hard, but if we get that drop ball going, the thing about that is with that two-strike count, you know, hopefully Foose keeps it in front of her there. Strike her out, throw her out.
2-2, and here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball down the left field line, past the third baseman. So we'll line it up, do it again.
Good spot for that changeup down in the zone there.
But just a good at bat by Zutterlin again, getting a lot of action on the ball and getting a piece at it. Cypher on the rubber, rears back, throws. This one's hit down the line. This is going to be close to fair. Actually making the catch in foul territory is Tori Grubel. That ends the inning, or ends the top half of the third inning. And so we're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by Hammer Medical Center. And we're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
Well, this is not really all about Piper's. We want to invite everyone to, what else? Come to Sheraton to our big 4th of July celebration, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Sheraton still has the old-fashioned on-the-square event. We especially like the church service on the lawn on Sunday morning and the fireworks Sunday night.
Oh, don't forget the parade, the carnival, all the fun programs the committee puts together.
We'll be open on Saturday as usual, closed on Sunday, and then during the parade from noon till 3 on Monday.
Welcome back to Fairfield in 3A Substate Softball. The Sheraton and Keokuk, we're here at the bottom of the third. And this broadcast is brought to you by the Chuck Wagons, now serving ribeye steak sandwiches every Wednesday. When you're looking for something great to eat, make sure to stop at Chuck Wagon. Everyone at Chuck Wagon is pulling for a win today. Go Chargers!
Emily Grismore, the third baseman, steps in, and she swings it at the first pitch from Jones. Strike one. This is the number nine hitter for the Chargers. And then the second round will come around and see if they can take a whack at Jones.
Great thing about Emily there is that if she can work her way on, she's got some wheels. And then we have two speeders there at the on base with Emily and Tana.
I think if you're Keokuk, you really want to get Grismore out, because you look at Cypher standing in the on-deck circle hitting about 400, and then, you know, soon after that, you know who's coming, Lane Gugrich. So second time around, you said it, the Chargers are going to be ready for Jones the second time. And so if you're Keokuk, I think you really want to try to get this first out here. 2-1 is the count on Grismore. Here's Jones. She rears back, throws. That's right down the middle. That's strike two. Grismore taking that pitch. Nice delivery from Jones there. And 2-2 is the count. We're in the bottom half of the third, and the Chargers are trailing 3-0 here in this sub-state final game here in Fairfield. Here's the pitch, and that's swung on by Grismore. Strikeout.
We got kind the top. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
It's kind of one of those pitches where I'm not sure she wanted to swing at it, and kind of a half-hearted swing there. And I don't know if that was a certain type of pitch, Perry. I couldn't tell.
I think it was just up in the zone there, and I think she probably, as a freshman, she's just a little bit nervous.
So with one out, here's Tana Cypher, the senior pitcher, steps to the plate. And we'll see how she does in her second appearance against Jones. With one out here in the bottom of the third, here's Jones' delivery. It's a changeup all the way. And that was very close, but apparently that's ball one.
You know, a lot of times Coach Cypher just coaches, hey, don't be swinging that changeup with less than two strikes. So get that fastball and hit it hard.
Jones' delivery is swung on by Cypher, fielded by Zutterlin at shortstop. The throw over to Dunlop, and a nice job by Dunlop to scoop that one out of the dirt. The throw from Zutterlin actually came in a little low, and Cypher very fast on the base paths. Beat out just by narrowest of margins there.
So we got Kylie Bankston up, coach's daughter, good ball player. Working on her hitting today. Hopefully we can see some line drives she was trying to practice on today.
So two outs here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, the swung on, and it's fouled back over our heads.
Number 90.
Gone through about a case and a half of those balls here, I'm sure. Jones rears back, fires. It's a changeup on the outside corner, taken for ball one. 1-1 now. And, boy, you talk about two-out rallies all the time. You could still get something going here with two outs. It'd be nice to get her on here. Lane Guger is standing on the on-deck circle, and you said it earlier, one swing of the bat, and we could be at 2-3 very quickly. That swung on down, hit hard down third baseline. Scooped up, thrown over there. That's the third baseman, number eight. That's Cassidy Etter, the third baseman, and that retires the Chargers in the bottom half of the third inning. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by Fielding Funeral Homes. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The Extra Tucks flavorings are very popular. And, of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style. And they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You will enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Field softball, 3A state substate. We've got top of the fourth inning. Keokuk up the bat, and they're leading 3-0. And tonight's broadcast brought to you by Red Hall Realty.
Chelsea Deo is the first batter, fouls off strike pitch number one from Cypher. One thing I've noticed, Perry, and maybe you can answer this, the girls that hit, they'll hit a foul ball, and it's obviously a foul ball. All of them are running to first. That's good fundamentals, I suppose. I mean,
yeah,
it's just, she fouled that ball off, though. It went right behind her. She knew it was a foul ball. She was halfway down the first base line before she turned around.
Yeah, a lot of coaches do that. Carlisle's another team that, boy, they're sprinting. They go clear to the bag.
Good fundamentals taught, no doubt, by both programs here, both very successful programs in Southeast Iowa, Keokuk and Sheraton. Finished second and third, respectfully, last year in the state playoffs at Fort Dodge. Both of them looking to go back next week. Here's Deo's pitch, swung on, hit hard to center field. Abby Curran right there. Boy, a hard hit by Deo, but right to Curran.
Yeah, once again, though, Tana just struggling there a little bit. That was right down the pipe. And, you know, these girls are really good at hitting that fastball. So we got to keep her off balance and change some speeds and hit our locations a little better.
So the outfielder, Brittany Means, steps up. She's looking to bunt. She pulls back. Ball one. The one thing I have noticed, too, Perry, through three and a half innings here, I believe Tana has one strikeout, which that seems low to me, I suppose.
Yeah, a little bit better hitting team than we previously thought, you know, batting around 300, a little bit below each team. So, yeah, a little shocking, but, you know, when you're throwing it right down the middle, it's hard to strike people out.
Brittany Means looks to bunt on the second pitch, and that was missed. Her third pitch now, she fouls off a bunt attempt. So 1-2 is the count with one out here in the top of the fourth to Brittany Means, the outfielder. Still looking to bunt here with two strikes, Perry?
Well, she's more of that slapper, so it's more of a drag bunt, but there's that slap.
She slaps it to Grismore. Candy hops right into Grismore's glove, and she throws over to the first to get the out. So a nice job of fundamental baseball, softball that time by the Chargers.
Yeah, with that slapper, if they can get that ball to hit hard and go bounce up high, they usually try to use their wheels as they get out of there.
And nice to have two outs here to start the top of the fourth. This is something that Sheraton hasn't had through three innings here, is a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, and Tana hasn't really thrown her changeup a lot just to start off pitchers. That might be something. I know Hallie Lanzine's over there calling pitches. It'd be a good thing to start them off with the changeup and then come back in something hard.
So Allison Hughes, the nine hitter, the DH, steps up. She hits a hard ground ball right to Gugrich, who throws over to first. And 1-2-3 up and three down for the Keokuk Chiefs. And we're going to head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in the sub-state final in Fairfield. It's Keokuk 3, Sheraton 0. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by Interiors and More.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agricultural land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
This broadcast is brought to you by Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton. Congratulates the Lady Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with a verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them. And like we said, Tim, we're here in Keokuk in the bottom of the fourth, and they're up 3-0 with Lane Gugarich up to bat.
So Jones has been pretty much unhittable through three innings. Gugrich gets the second time. Gugrich struck out the first time around, and she swings at strike number one from Jones, who throws that sinker on the outside corner. I imagine you want to stay away from Lane on the inside part here. Another outside pitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't come with anything near, and if I did anything, I would keep it up and away out of the zone there. I wouldn't put it right in her wheelhouse there, down and inside.
So 1-1 now to Gugrich. Jones gets the sign. Here's the delivery. It's Swan. Nice piece of hitting there by Gugrich. That one was actually a little bit on the inside corner.
Yeah, she hit that thing hard.
But foul down the third base line. And so Jones in a good spot here, 1-2. Like we've said all night, this is a good place for her to throw Cougar something
Off speed,
not very pretty here.
Down
Here's
away.
The delivery. It is a changeup, and Gugrich just barely gets a piece of that one fouled.
Yeah, that's a hard pitch to see. I don't care if softball or baseball. If you can throw that like your fastball, that's hard to pick up. And when your body goes forward, you got to try to keep those hands back to be able to still drive that ball.
And to the distance, they moved it. They moved it back, but still. And there's a changeup that goes right down the pipe. And Gugrich just kind of frozen on that one. Strikes out again. Two strikeouts now for Jones on Gugrich.
Yeah, that's just really uncharacteristic of Googs there to not be protecting the plate. As good a hitter she is there.
So Presley Swan with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. The Chargers trail Keokuk 3-0. Jones gets the sign. They're going to set her up outside. Swung on. Great hit by Swan, but even a better snag by Zetterlin, at shortstop, who goes to her left, lays out, and makes a phenomenal catch at shortstop, Perry.
Yeah, that's frustrating as a hitter. You just hit the ball. She hit that on a line about 2 feet off the ground, and somebody just snatches it away from her. That's just good base. That's good softball all the way around.
Yeah, Coach Seifer congratulates Presley Swan because she did hit that, but Zetterlin, holy smokes, what a catch. And so two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and Abby Curran steps up trying to get something going. Here's that changeup or drop ball, falls short of the plate and actually taken for ball one. Defensively, Keokuk has just been in the right spots all night tonight.
Yeah, the pitcher's been working the ball right around the zone, so you got to be ready to hit.
And that one's popped up the left field. The left fielder back and makes the catch. And so the Chargers go three up, three down in the bottom half of the fourth. And the score still remains here in Fairfield. 3-0 is our score. You're listening to Chargers Softball brought to you by Red Haw Medical Center. We're going to send it back to the booth and we'll see you in just a bit.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home and modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or a barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer and Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule an in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
This live broadcast brought to you by Red Haw Realty in Sheraton wants the Lady Chargers to bring home a win tonight. If you're looking for a new home, Red Haw Realty has a three-bedroom home just east of Sheraton located on 7.5 acres without buildings and a pond. Perfect location for country living. Let Red Haw Realty help you find the perfect home for your family. Then we're back here in Subtate at Fairfield with the girls softball. Top of the fifth inning, we just had Emily Grismore throw out the runner at first base. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, the top of the lineup for Keokuk, Marley Washburn, nice ground ball hit to Gugrich, but a nice, better job of Gugrich picking that up, throwing her out. So one out, and here is number five. This is Chelsea Keys, the left-handed slap hitter, swings at strike number one.
Yeah, and you kind of see the difference there with that slapper compared to that drag bone where they just leave that ball, that bat behind where they're swinging on that slap.
So Keokuk finishing second in the state last year, losing a lot of senior leadership and actually having a very young team. And that ball gets by Seifer, gets by Gugrich. And so Chelsea Keys on to first base without with one out.
Just looks a like little. It looks like we're just a little slow in step tonight, Tim. Just not really a tough ball to get to. Just under everybody's glove, barely.
Just, you know, I'm going to go back. I've just kind of really been impressed with the youth of Keokuk. You know, looking on paper, Sheraton's got the experience. Keokuk lost those seniors from last year, but so far through four innings, Keokuk has played very sound softball. That one's taken by the batter number nine, Molly Martin, He's taken strike one, but Chelsea Keys steals second. And she's safe in at second base with one out. And so another runner in scoring position with just one out. And now, Perry, this is your number three hitter. Do you bunt her down?
No, I don't bunt her at all. But, you never know with one out. I would just hopefully she hits that right onto the outfield there, right? Find a gap somewhere.
Martin gets the sign from Merle Jones. And Martin hits one into the gap. Gugrich bobbles it a bit. That was in between the third baseman and the shortstop, Grismore and Gugrich. And a nice job by Gugrich to get to the ball, but obviously no play after she bobbled the ball. So a runner at second, a runner at first.
One out, and we still got a double play in, right here. And with our left-handed batter, she's still kind of going. She hasn't really pulled the ball tonight. So something sharp to Gugrich or to Grismore, we might be able to still turn a double play.
So number 13, this is the pitcher, Alicia Jones, who's thrown a gem of a game so far. She goes down to Coach Merle Jones, talks to Merle a while, and gets her instructions before heading to home plate.
You might say dad.
Is it? Oh, yeah. No kidding.
It is her dad.
Okay, she digs in. Here's the delivery from Cypher. It's high and bobbled by Fu, so the runners are going to advance to third and second.
Yeah, just as a coach, you plan things out, and then you get a pass ball, and now we got two runners in scoring position. Number four hitter up. You got to bring your infield in right here with one out, and because you don't want another score to run the score here.
And I'm thinking if you're Sheraton, this is kind of a dangerous situation if you bring your infielders in. Alicia Jones looks like she's a pretty good hitter for power. I mean, if you get something over the infield here.
Yeah, I think it's, if you don't come in and they score, now they're up 4-0. We haven't been hitting the ball too well. And if you stay back, we don't have a double play in to go to here. So I would bring the infield in here and make sure that, even if we get that sharp ball hit to us, we can check the runner, hold her, get that that force out there at first base. And now we got two outs, runner still at second and third. So I think that's probably the best situation for the Chargers softball team.
So another difficult situation for the Chargers here, who find themselves down 3-0 to Keokuk here in the sub-state final here at Fairfield. We're in the top half of the fifth inning, and 3-0 is our score. Runners on second and third, and Jones up to bat, the left-handed pitcher, with only one away. So she digs in. She gets her sign from Jones, a.k.a. Dad, maybe. And here's Cypher's second pitch on 1-0. It's a slap, chop shot. Cypher looks her back at third, looks her back at second. There's nobody on. And everybody's safe. I couldn't call that one on live if I had to. Yeah, Cypher got a chopper, looked the girl back at third. The girl at second, who was Molly Martin, was halfway in between second and third. So Cypher throws to second. The tag was not put on her, though.
Yeah, the play there, Tim, is, at least you want to get an out in that situation, which, we didn't get that. But, a fake pump to get her to go back to third and then get the out at first. And we still got a shot. We get her frozen there. She wasn't too far off. We could still throw that from first to home, possibly, and make the double play that way.
So here's Rachel Dunlap, the sophomore first baseman. She struck out looking last time. Here we go. 1-0 is the count, as that ball is taken inside and low to Dunlap. And
now here, Foose has really got to get tough
be
back
here.
There. Keep that ball in front at all times.
And Cypher really has to throw her some good pitches here because you don't want to walk her, obviously. That's inside also. Cypher's second pitch is taken for ball two. Cypher was really trying to paint that inside corner earlier, and now it looks like maybe they're laying off a little more here. So 2-0 is the count. I imagine she is not swinging right here, Perry.
Well, she just did.
Shows you what I know about softball. Dunlap rears back and takes a hefty cut.
I think that thing about that 2-0 pitch is like they get it in their head that they have to swing. It's going to be there, but they still could be choosy in hitting a pitch that they like.
So luckily she doesn't make contact. 2-1. Here's the next pitch. Low in the dirt. Foose keeps it in front of her, though. 3-1 is the count. Now what?
Well, you got a hitter's count here. Tana's got to come, but she can't just lace it right down the middle here. She's got to hit that inside pitch right here get a force out here at home.
I think if you're up 3-0, if the bases are loaded, you take all the way here and just take a chance.
Yeah.
And she takes on 3-1, a ball that looked a little high possibly. Yeah. Cypher gets the call. And so now it makes a little more interesting here. 3-2 is the count with one out here in the top of the fifth. And the bases are loaded. Dunlap steps up. She struck out last time. Cypher would like to get her again. That's a changeup, and it's kicked by Cypher. Everybody's going to be safe. One run comes in to score.
I think that was just a knee-jerk reaction there, and because if she wouldn't have hit that, Goobs was right behind her. We would have had the force, at least at first. I don't know if we could have got her at home, but
well, and she may have been able to field it, step on second, and maybe throw to first for a double play. Never know.
Get her out of the inning.
But you're right. As a pitcher, you have to make that attempt.
You react.
Right, exactly. So the base is still loaded, and here's Zutterland, who's made some unbelievable defensive plays, and that one's hit right out in front of Foose. Foose fields the ball, steps on home plate for the force out, and
that was a dead ball. I hit her in the foot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Man, so it brings it all back.
I am slow
on this.
She did
do it. That's that whole thing where, you know, you might kind of limp or do something that you got hit, but she just took off running, so it just looked like nothing had happened.
So Zutterland has made some key plays in the outfield. We'll see if she can add to Keacock's lead. That's hit sharp down the third base line and hit foul. Third base umpire did quite a two-step there to get out of the way. Coach Merle Jones laughing at him. Probably thinking it's glad he had to do the dance and not me.
See if Tana tries to change up something here. Either go with the rise ball or that change up. She's going way outside here.
Here's the delivery. And it's hit to Gugarich, who throws home. And it pulls Foose off of the plate. Another runner comes in. And so a ball that was thrown a little to Foose's left pulls her off of home plate. The runner scores. And so 5-0 is our score here in the top of the fifth. And again, the bases are loaded with just one out. And Chelsea Dio, who has had two very hard hits tonight. One was a liner right to center field, Abby Curran. She reached in the second inning on a fly ball. And Foose setting her up outside. Here's the first pitch, taken for strike one.
And the thing about that last pitch, you know, she really hit her spot on the outside. She got the ground ball off the tip of the bat. And it's just not working tonight for the Chargers. Let's see if they can just settle down here and come back.
0-1 for Cypher. She rears back, delivers. It's a chopper hit to the third base sign. Gugarich bobbles it, turns, and still manages to fall on third base to get the out at third. A run does come home to score, though. So Keokuk now with their sixth point of the game, leading 6-0 with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Good job by Gugarich after she bobbled that ball. A chopper hit her to her right, and she just kind of spun and turned and landed on third for the force out.
Yeah, she's one of those players. She's just going to give up her whole body to just get the out, to do whatever she can. You know, looking ahead, Tim, as the inning says, we come up to bat here hopefully soon. You know, we're down 6-0. We can't really steal. We can't really just bunt. We're kind of out of that. We've got to string some hits together to get some scores to work ourselves back into this thing before it's too late.
So number 28 steps up. We don't have a name on her. She must be a pinch hitter. This is her first at bat. She swings at cut when pitch number one.
She was looking to put that somewhere, too. That was a heck of a cut.
And so Cypher up in the count, 0-1 on number 28 from Keokuk, who will remain nameless. Here's their second pitch. Chopper down the third baseline. That is foul. And so 0-2 is the count, and the Chargers just need to get out of this inning and get back into the dugout. And like you said, we need to string together some hits here. And
well, and Sheridan, they've, in the past, they can come back. They've had big innings, so this is nothing new.
And you can bet that those three seniors, they're not scared of anything right now. You said it right. They've been in this situation, I'm sure, before. The next pitch is taken inside, and so 1-2 is the count here.
Try to climb the ladder here, work it up a little bit.
Cypher's delivery right down the middle is hit down the third base line. It's foul. Grismore gives chase, but it falls harmlessly over her head. And so the at-bat continues here.
Yeah, sometimes as a pitcher, you know, you just got to get somebody yourself, and hopefully Tanner will just muster something up here and just get a little more something on the ball, and we'll get a strikeout out of this situation.
Tana rotates the ball, throws.
There's that rise ball.
And that's fouled off. Foul ball. And you're right, the rise ball came up. She's just lucky she got a little bit of that. The batter from Keokuk, number 28, got just a little piece of that one.
So we've been throwing a lot of hard pitches here, Tim. This wouldn't be a bad position for that that time for that changeup. Probably somewhere right there on the outside corner.
Here is the pitch on 1-2. Swan hit to Presley Swan down to second. She underhands to Bankston, and they get out of the inning. So Cuck scores three more here in the top half of the fifth. And in the sub-state final in Fairfield, it's Keokuk 6, Sheraton 0. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by Johnson Machine Works. We're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, did you know Circle of Friends can do that? He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339, or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, and you are welcome back to the broadcast here in Fairfield, the 3A sub-state finals with Keokuk and Sheraton. Sheraton's down 6-0 here going into the bottom of the fifth, and we're broadcasting tonight, and we would like to mention Ben Construction and Adam Barr, Edward Jones.
So Chelsea Miller, the senior, the first batter for the Chargers here in the bottom half of the fifth. And that one goes off the glove of third baseman Cassidy Etter. So the first base runner is on board for the Chargers, and that's how it gets started here, folks. The first runner is on with zero outs. And the freshman Emma Foos steps up. So you talked about it earlier, probably not a bunting situation here. Jones rears back, delivers, and that one swung on, hit hard into center field. Going back to make the catch is number four. That's Brittany Means.
Yeah, you just got to, we're going to have to hit ourselves out of this this hole. And we can't be popping the ball up there. We've got to hit some line drives. And
now batting number
we've got
six,
some wheels on there, and so hopefully Torrey will get us maybe a first and third situation here.
So the left fielder Tori Grubel steps in. She had a single her last at bat. Here's Jones' delivery. It's low, very close, and framed by Molly Martin, the catcher, but too low for a home plate umpire. 1-0 is the count. Bottom of the fifth, 6-0 is our score. Keokuk all over Sheraton. Here's the pitch. It's a rise ball on the outside, and it is taken for ball two.
And I don't know if Deb doesn't want them to swing until they get a strike. We're here late in the innings, and we need base runners. So that might be something that's happening here. We're not sure, though.
Here's the delivery on 2-0. Torrey taking all away again, and 3-0 is the count. And so, boy, it'd be nice to get two runners aboard with only one out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got number eight up, and then we've got, of course, nine. If we can make this girl work, we know she's walked a lot of batters throughout the year.
Here's Jones' delivery. Right down the middle, that's taken strike one, so 3-1 is the count. And, boy, you said it, this is the number eight batter. Grismore is the number nine, and then you're back up at the top of the order again. And, boy, if the Chargers can get back there with some base runners on, you got to like their chances. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Jones. Taken inside and actually very close, but base on balls, so two runners aboard with one out. The number nine hitter, Emily Grismore, the third baseman, steps in now.
And it looked like Deb maybe gave her the take sign, so it looks like we're probably taken until we get some strikes here.
Grismore, the freshman, steps in and taking strike one from Jones right down the middle. And I imagine if you're Jones and you kind of know the situation here, you know they're going to be taking, you got to throw strikes here. And Grismore swings through strike number two, and especially Keokuk has done such a great job of fielding. You got to trust your players to just make plays, and they have all night.
Yeah.
So 0-2 to Grismore here, with two on, and one out. Taken low by Grismore, just on the outside corner.
you know, with Grismore up and one out, you normally wouldn't bunt. But, you know, if she was able to, if you could get the bunt down and get him over second and third, we've got Tana. We could maybe get two out of this inning before it's too far gone. We just hope now that Emily can work her way on.
Grismore fouls that pitch back. And you said it earlier, she's so speedy, she could lay one down the first base line and maybe beat it out.
Yeah, with two strikes, we don't have that option.
1-2, the count with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Two runners aboard for the Chargers. Taken outside. So a good job by Emily to lay off that rise ball in the outside corner. 2-2 is now the count. And a little bit of restless action by both sides here as the Chargers making a case to try to score here. But Grismore swings through Jones' pitch for strike number three. And Jones retires Grismore on strikes. Two outs now in the bottom of the fifth. The senior Tana Cypher steps in now.
And we know with Tana, she's got some power. She had a solo home run the other night. She cleared the bases with a double to the fence. So we know that in a hurry, we can get back into this right in through this at bat.
She looks down at mom, coach, and gives her some encouraging words of just, hey, let's go, Tana. And you said it. She's a powerful enough hitter that one swing of her bat can cut this lead right in half. Takes ball one from Jones. Cypher digs in, as does Jones. Here's her delivery. Low, almost hit her foot again. And a 2-0.
Sometimes you want to be able to get on the base any way possible, hit by a pitch or whatever.
So 2-0, this is Tana's pitch to hit right here. You can just guarantee that. Setting up on the outside corner is Martin. Taken low and outside, so 3-0 is the count. Now what do you do, Perry?
Well, you take, because we've got Googs coming up and Presley Swan, both girls with power. So this part of the lineup here, 2-3-4, we've got some good power here.
3-0 count. Here's Jones' delivery. Taken all the way, and it's inside. So Cypher is aboard. The bases are loaded here. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Keokuk will call timeout and set up a player conference at the pitcher's mound.
We got Kelsey Kylie Bankston coming up, coach's kid, really good at working the hitters, has come up with some clutch hits this year to score some runs. So she'll be calm, worked with her a little bit today with her mom, just hit some extra balls there at practice, really working at trying to power through the ball there this morning.
So one swing of the bat here would be nice to get a couple runs here, Perry, and just like you kind of said, just keep stringing them along. Keep those bases loaded with Gugerich on deck here. And that 6-0 lead could be quickly diminished here.
Yeah, I think for the Chargers, just any run here, one run would give them a little boost. This girl is really having to work here in these late innings, throwing a lot of pitches.
And so cheers from both sides now. Keokuk fans on their feet. The Charger fans looking for a run here. And here is Jones' first delivery to Bankston. She rears back, throws. It's on the outside corner, taken for ball one.
Yeah, I would think they would figure that out, that we're taking for a strike until then. So I'd just go right out if I was that pitcher.
Bankston digs in, as does Jones. Here's the delivery. It's a changeup, swung on. Good cut by Bankston, but she was out in front of it. Boy. Nice looking pitch. Had some side spin on it, looked like. So 1-1 is the count. Actually, they're saying 0-2 is the count. The first pitch was a strike, apparently. And taken on the outside corner. And just on the outside corner is ball one. So 1-2 is the count. I thought it was...
That's almost too close to take. And if, you know, I would go with that power, that to right field. We'll score some two runs out of that.
Here's Jones' deliver here. She steps off the rubber now. And so a quick timeout as Bankston takes a step out of the batter's box, takes a cut.
Sometimes you think the pressure's on the hitter. I think the pressure's on the pitcher right here.
1-2 is the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Taken on the outside. 2-2 now is the count to Bankston. Bases are loaded. Sheraton trailing Keokuk 6-0 here in the sub-state final located in Fairfield, Iowa. Both sides on their feet. Here's the pitch. Swung on. It's hit high. It's foul down the first base sideline. Dunlap gives chase, but that falls luckily over the fence. And so Bankston will get another cut at it. Get some words of encouragement from Coach Cypher. Digs in. 2-2 is the count. Jones gets her signal from Martin. Here's the pitch. Taken on the outside. 3-2 now.
Two outs, Tim. We know the base runners are going to be moving on the pitch, so we might see a lot of action. I hope you can call all the action when the ball's hit.
And Coach Seifert doing her hand signals, meaning that you are moving on the pitch. So here we go. Payoff pitch, 3-2. Swung on. It's hit high down the first base sideline. It's a foul ball, but luckily it falls to the ground. Boy, looked like what could have been a very catchable ball, Perry.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. The second baseman just couldn't get over there, or was she heading to second? Or
well, that right fielder was playing a little bit deep. I think she just missed it barely there by about a foot.
So we'll go again. 3-2 is the count on Bankston. Jones toes the rubber. She rears back. Swung on. It's popped up. And it's dropped by the second baseman who throws to second base. Just a little pop-up over her shoulder. She gave good chase to it. But Marley Washburn's attempt, it falls to the ground, and so the Chargers score two there. The runner, Tana Seifer, advances to third, and Bankston is now sitting at first base.
Nice job just going the other way with that pitch, and now we've got a situation with two outs. You know, we've got a possibility of another run here, cut this lead in half with one swell, nice hit by Googs out into somewhere and finding the gap somewhere.
Gugrich has struck out twice, which is uncharacteristic. Like, I doubt she does it again. Swings on the first pitch. That's hit deep down the left field line. It is foul, but over the fence. So, straighten that one out. And we got ourselves a one-run game here.
Well, I can almost guarantee you're going to see that change up low because she's missed it about three times tonight.
She teed off on the first hole there.
And you got to let it hit her like that. If they see that ball fat down the middle, you got to let that kid hit because they're not going to see very many good pitches at all. She won't see anything else hardly good to hit.
So 0-1. Timeout is called here. I'm not sure what the holdup is, but it is completely silent.
Tana Seifer needing to tie her shoe down there at third base.
I've always been a proponent for Velcro. That's the reason why right there.
I grew up with Velcro tennis shoes.
Let's go Chiefs, let's go Chargers is the chant from the home crowd and the visiting crowd here, the purple and the red. And Jones trying to get out of the inning. Lane takes ball one, so 1-1, taking on the outside corner.
Yeah, she's not going to see another good pitch the rest of the night. So, even if she walks, Presley Swan's a really good hitter right up behind her. So that could load the bases again.
Swung on by Lane. This is hit into center field. Going back to the wall. She's not going to get it. It bounces off the wall. One run comes in. Two runs come in. Lane heading to third. She's in for a stand-up triple. And just like that, the Keokuk lead is 6-4.
Yeah, you cannot hold a good hitter like that down for long. And, she's not an overpowering pitcher. It's just a matter of her getting her timing there. And like I said, she just powered that ball to right center, hitting the fence there. The girl bobbled it before being able to throw it in. It took it from a double now to a triple, a stand-up triple, and she cleared the bases. And we're only two runs down, and we still have an opportunity at two more at-bats after this. So Presley Swan, good hitter. We've got a lane at third. We could be a 6-5 ball game in a real hurry here.
So a great attempt by the center fielder, Brittany Means, who is going to her left. It is just over her shoulder, almost a home run for Lane. And like you said, this is Presley Swan at bat. She lined out to the shortstop, Zutterland last time. She takes ball one. An exciting fifth inning for both parts here. Keokuk scoring three in the top half. Sheridan scoring four in the bottom half. Presley pops one up over the third base line. Giving chase is the left fielder and the shortstop.
They both dropped as she gets another chance.
And they run into each other. The shortstop and the left fielder run into each other.
I tell you, those little opportunities, Tim, can come back to haunt you in situations where you have good hitters like this. And we talked to our baseball kids about that. It's always those little things that can really hurt you. And right there is a great opportunity for the third out. Get out of this situation. And here she's going to have another shot at hitting the ball deep.
Yeah, just earlier, that little pop-up down the first baseline that went foul should have probably been caught. That would have got out of the inning there. That would have got him out of the inning. Presley Swan, new life here. Jones rears back, throws. Presley Swan pops this one straight up. Jones calls everybody off, makes the catch, and so Keokuk gets out of the fifth inning, but not after the Chargers strike with four runs in the bottom half of the fifth. We've got ourselves a ball game here in the Class 3A Regional Substate Final in Fairfield. It's Keokuk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Chargers Softball, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Home Healthcare.
Gas prices are way high. That's painfully obvious. So let go of the driving wheel and twist the throttle of a brand new Yamaha sport bike or scooter from CNC Custom Cycle instead. Hop on a Yamaha FZ6R sport bike and see what's more satisfying, the thrilling ride or blasting by drivers filling up at the pump again. Or take it much farther on a 115 mile per gallon Yamaha C3 scooter. You can even blur the line between motorcycle and scooter on a sporty T-Max, the real key to the city. Yamaha makes 6 sport bikes and 8 scooters in all, with up to 123 miles per gallon. So head to CNC Custom Cycle today and save gas and money without sacrificing your soul. Visit them on the web at www.cc-cycle.com. CC-cycle.com. CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa. They're a good deal better. Fuel economy estimates based on U.S. EPA exhaust emission certification data. Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome back to Fairfield. Hold the phone, Aunt Judy. We've got ourselves a ball game. Keokuk has controlled most of the game, but the momentum tilt has swiftly changed back to Sheraton's way. And batting in the top half of the sixth inning, Allison Hughes, the number 9 DH hitter, smacks one off of Tana's right thigh. Tana just picks it up, throws her out. So the umpire is going to check with Tana to make sure she's okay. Tana's laughing.
I don't think that's going to affect her a whole lot. She's out there smiling a little bit, but they're going to give her some warm-up pitches. But things here, she's one pitch and one out. So that's always a good thing to get that first out. And we'll be ready to go here, hopefully, in a few minutes. But we were talking there in the break, Tim. If we can hold them here 6-4, we're coming into the bottom of the sixth, and we got a situation we get some people on. We can maybe manufacture some runs and bunt some people over to get them in position to score.
Yeah, and I just noticed in and out of the dugout there that things have changed. Momentum has changed. Sheraton with a little bit of a step. And Keokuk kind of putting their heads down, heading into the dugout as the number one hitter, Marley Washburn, pops out to Cypher. And so two down quickly in the top half of the sixth. Sheraton ready to bat again almost.
And we're back to that slap hitter who got it, squeezed it through. But like you said, I think we're a little more lively here. And feet will get moving, and our gloves will get scooping that ball up a little bit easier.
So here's Chelsea Keys. She takes ball one, low in the dirt. The left-hander Keys.
Batting about 400 on the year.
So 1-0 is the count. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Here's the slap down the first base line. It's fielded by Swan. She throws over to Bankston, and Bankston somehow manages to keep her foot on the bag. And Alice Chelsea Keys is out at first, but
I think
that
Swan
was bang, bang.
I think Swan was picked that up on the line, and then she just kind of twirled and threw it backhanded.
And she almost could have tagged her, it looked like.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, the Chargers get out 1-2-3 in the top half of the sixth. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Charger Softball, brought to you by Interiors and More. Tim and Perry back in just a few minutes.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services. a legacy of life.
Welcome back to Fairfield in the sub-state final game between Keokuk and Sheraton. 6-4 is our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. This broadcast brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee and Sheraton Ford. Abby Curran is the first batter in the bottom of the sixth. She swings at strike one, fouls off strike two. And so Jones, who struggled the last inning, giving up four runs in that bottom half of the fifth inning, she's quickly ahead Abby Curran, 0-2. Here's the delivery. Smack back up the middle. Throw over to first is in time. And so the first batter for the Chargers is retired. Nice job by the shortstop Zetterlin to make the snag. Throw over to first and get Curran in time.
Once again, we just got to get those runners on here. And I think Chelsea's batting the sixth spot. Get her on there, maybe get her moved over. She's got speed enough to maybe straight steal or move her over on a bunt.
Here's the delivery, and it's outside to Chelsea, so Chelsea takes ball one. I think if you're Keokuk, boy, that had to feel pretty good to get the first out of the inning there right away because, boy, that bottom half of the fifth, rough on Keokuk. 1-0, the count to Miller. Here's the toss inside. It's taken for strike one. Nice pitch by Jones, who that looked like she had a little extra mustard on that late in the game. Boy, that was impressive.
Yeah, she's come back strong here. You got to be impressed with that. Third pitchers.
1-1 to Miller. She swings. It's knocked down by Zetterlund at short, but not in time to throw Miller out at first. Zetterlund does a great job of knocking the ball down, but no chance to catch Miller. So Chargers get one aboard here with one out in the bottom of the sixth. And Emma Foose, the freshman, steps in.
Yeah, somehow we've got to get her to second or even first and third. You know, bunner over or even a hit-and-run situation, but with a straight steal. So that we don't get in a two-out situation.
Foose is singled and flied out. She's had two good at-bats, so we'll see what she does here. That ball is in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher, by Molly Martin, to knock that one down.
Be nice to get a pass ball so we just move her over without anything.
Looking at Keokuk's lineup, they only have one senior in the starting lineup, too. So, boy, this is going to be a team to be reckoned with in years to come. Jones rears back, fires. That's swung on by Foose. It's over the shortstop Zetterlin's head, and that's going into the gap. Miller goes to third. Foose is held up at second.
We got some real nice base running there by a freshman, Emma Foose. You know, they're sitting there wondering if they should throw the third or not, and she sneaks into second base. So now we have, you know, a situation where we got one out. We got runners at second and third. So it's going to be up to Deb here. Does she, who is that? Tori Grubel hit? Or does she try to squeeze, you know, bunt in a run here and sacrifice the out and bring up the nine hitter? Probably maybe try to let her swing here, and then if she doesn't get that, she might try to bunt her in. I'm not sure.
So Coach Merle Jones makes a decision. He's going to switch pitchers here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, leading 6-4, but two runners on here with one out. And the new pitcher will be Taylor Lemon, I believe. And she has not been in the game as far as I can tell. And don't really have any stats on her. I don't know if you do, Perry.
No, I don't have any stats on her, but I don't know why I would, maybe, you know, in this situation, the pitcher hasn't really done anything. I mean, if she's had, you know, just that two, I think, really hard-hit balls today, hit Foose and Gugarich. Everything else hasn't been hit that hard, but I think we talked early in the game that the longer we see this girl, the more opportunity we're going to have to hit her hard. And so in this situation, it might not be a bad idea to switch pitchers here just to get a different look. Hey, we just want to give a shout-out to those Sheraton listeners. We would appreciate you guys being out there in Charger land and cheering on the Chargers here tonight. And we've got a 6-4 ball game. We've got runners on second and third, and they're switching pitchers at this time. Toy Grubel in the 8-hole is coming up with an opportunity here with one out to get us a couple scores. Tying run there on second base, Tim.
Remember, you can listen to this broadcast anywhere in the world on KIIC.com. And so we want to thank all of those listeners out there online. And we're set to go fresh. KIICradio.com, excuse me. And Taylor Lemon is the new pitcher. She is a freshman. So, boy, talk about a tough spot to be thrown into as a freshman. You're in the sub-state final game against the number six ranked Chargers, leading 6-4, but two runners on and one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And Chelsea Miller takes ball one. Or excuse me. That's
Tori Grubel.
Tori Grubel takes ball one. The second pitch from Lemon is in there for a strike, so 1-1 is the count. And we'll see what Coach Seifert digs up here. Lemon steps in. Here's the delivery. It's a chance. Nice. And actually, this is her 11th appearance on the season. She's 5-5, so the freshman coming in with a little bit of experience, but an ERA of about a 3.44, it looks like we have. 1-2 here to Grubel. Swung on, strike three, right down the middle, maybe a drop ball, and Lemon gets her first out.
You know, once again, here we got the nine-hole hitter. We got Emily Grismore. You know, you let her swing away. You don't, you know, she hasn't been hitting the ball tonight. You know, we got third baseman down there. She's kind of playing a little bit deep. Bunt might be a great situation here just to get her base loaded with Tana coming.
This is a key point in the ball game right here. You have a freshman pitcher, a freshman batter, and, boy, it really let a lot out of the sails of the Chargers if they can't get a run here across. And so Lemon's first delivery is in the dirt, and her second delivery is in the dirt. So 2-0 to Grismore, and like you said, load the –
Once again, 2-0, she's got to get a pitch that she can hit unless they're taken until they get a strike.
And there she took strike number one right down the middle. So Lemon comes back and gets the first strike on Grismore. Key point in the game right here. Lemon toes the rubber. And the ball is inside, taken for ball three. And let's see what Coach Seifert thinks about right here. I think you'd be taken here. Try to get Tana Cypher up with the bases loaded. Here's the delivery. It's a rise ball taken for ball four. And so the bases are loaded. Bottom of the sixth with two outs. Senior Tana Cypher comes to bat. A single ties the ball game. A double. We're up. And a homer would be mighty nice right now.
That would really sink them.
Momentum clearly shifted now. Keokuk fans on their seats, Charger fans in the stands, and the changeup thrown outside to Cypher. And you take a run any way you can get it here. She might be taken for that first strike also. Although I think she's probably got the green light. Here's the delivery. Taken for strike number one. So 1-1 to Cypher.
She knows what the situation is here, and she's got to stay loose and just swing hard.
Lemon's delivery. It's a changeup. Popped up. This is going to be a tough out. The left fielder comes in, makes the catch. And the Chargers, after getting two aboard with only one out, get nothing in the bottom half of the sixth. We go to the last and final inning, the seventh inning of this sub-state final between Keokuk and Sheraton. It's a good one. Keokuk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Charger Softball, brought to you by Sheraton Ford and Sheraton Hy-Vee. We're going to be back in just a few moments from Fairfield.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578. Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Welcome back to Fairfield for the last inning, the decisive inning of this sub-state final between Keokuk, the Chiefs, and the Chargers from Sheraton. It was all Keokuk through the first five, leading 6-0. The Chargers have fired back four here in the bottom half of the fifth. And we head into the seventh inning with Keokuk leading 6-4.
Looks like we have Molly Martin coming up. So we're right in the heart of the order here with 3, 4, and 5. We've really got to get this first out here.
And so the catcher, Molly Martin, steps in. And both sides just a little uneasy with the rest here. Keokuk got out of a big jam there in the bottom half of the sixth. And so we'll see if momentum once again tries to slide over. Cypher's first pitch is low and in the dirt for ball one. Keokuk wanting to add to the lead, obviously. And Sheraton just wanting a three up, three down here. Here's the first strike as Molly Martin swings, and it goes down the left field line, foul.
And here's the situation. She gets on. They might try to bunt her over here, even with that number four hitter, just to get her in a scoring position to, you know, just add to their lead here, Tim.
She digs in home plate here. Seifert digs in. Here's her next delivery is inside and low for ball two. 2-1 is the count to Martin. Coach Merle Jones standing at third, arms crossed. Doesn't give a sign. Seifert steps in. Here's the delivery. Taken inside and low again for ball three. So Seifert trying to paint that inside corner, but didn't look close.
Oh, she's... We can't afford a walk here. She's got to come right at her.
Let 3-1. Defense. Swinging all the way, but right to Grismore.
That was a shot.
Yeah, Grismore, I don't think she moved her feet. It just went right to her, but lined out for the first out. So nice to get her out to start the inning. That brings up number 13, Alicia Jones, who's pitched just a great game up until she was taken out last inning. The left-hander steps in, takes ball one high.
She really hadn't done much at the plate tonight. She had that bloop over the shortstop early on in the game, but since then we've kind of shut her down.
Seifert digs in, 1-0 the count to Jones. Slap hit back to Gugerich at shortstop. Throws over to first and out number two, simple as that. Gugerich to Bankston and two away here in the top of the seventh. So Rachel Dunlap, the first baseman, steps in with two outs, the right-hander. The tall, lanky first baseman steps in. And here is the first pitch. Right down the middle. That's going to be a single into left field, right between the shortstop and the third baseman. Nice piece of hitting by Dunlap. And that brings up the shortstop, Zetterlund, who's had a great game tonight.
Now batting number 12.
Not really in a bunting situation here, Tim. So just going to have to string some hits together here to add to their lead if they want to do that.
And Keokuk would love to add to that two-run lead because right now it doesn't feel like that's very safe. That one's chopped down the third baseline. That's foul. I think if you're watching this ball game, you've got to feel, even if you're a Keokuk fan, that the momentum has certainly switched over, and now Sheraton is the aggressor, and that's a great position to be in heading into the bottom of the seventh here.
Yeah, and with Tana on the mound, I think she's pretty calm out there, and she'll just kind of keep doing her thing.
Foose sets up outside. Here's the delivery. It's hit hard to the second baseman. Gets through the second baseman's legs. Boy, just a hard hit to the second baseman, Presley Swan. It just got right under her glove there.
I think it got on her a little quicker, and she thought that ball was coming. It looked like a little spin to it. Just got underneath her glove.
So with two outs, Keokuk still fighting for that extra run here. And stepping to the plate is Chelsea Deo, who's hit the ball hard. The sophomore has hit the ball hard tonight. And with two outs, would love nothing more than to probably get a blooper here or a single. Cypher's delivery to the right-hander Deo is inside and low for ball one.
It's another situation where Cypher, you know, with all the experience of pitching in the state tournament and being the starter here for the last 3 years, that kind of mustered up and get her herself.
Here's the second pitch. That's in on the hands. Deo able to fight that one off, but it goes foul over the first baseman's head. And so 1-1 the count here in the top of the seventh. Keokuk leading 6-4.
And in this situation, sometimes you don't even want that hard ball that's hit out there. Gets on those guys quickly. You know, some little blooper is the thing that'll kill you here because you got to rush in and then don't have to get that momentum to get that ball in.
Here's the 1-1 pitch from Seifer. Swung on. It's hit to right field. Going back is Chelsea Miller, who makes the catch. And so we're going to head to the bottom of the seventh for the Chargers. This is it. Trailing Keokuk 6-4. We're going to send it back to the booth, but you're listening to Charger Softball, brought to you by Kent Farm Management, Bingham Construction, and the Grace Baptist Church. We're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back for an exciting finish here in Fairfield. It's Sheraton and Keokuk for the sub-state final to go to Fort Dodge next week.
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Red Hawk Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty for more information.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers softball team on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton.
Fairfield, the Chargers are down to their last half inning here, trailing Keokuk, the Chiefs, 6-4 for a chance to go to Fort Dodge. And the number two batter, this is Kylie Bankston, the sophomore.
Battled really hard last time and got that ball over the second baseman's head.
Takes ball one from Lemon. Lemon back up at it. Takes ball two. So, again, the Chargers just looking for base runners here. Trying to win it or send it into extra innings here in the bottom of the seventh. Lemon palms the ball. Steps to the rubber. Throws. That's popped up. That's a tough one for the right fielder who has to come in. She makes the catch. And so the first batter is retired. It looked like that was going to be a little more of a bloop than it actually was, though, Perry. That actually wasn't that tough of a catch.
Well, the thing about those balls that are hit to that right side, they can tend to tail a little bit there, and that makes it a little bit tougher on that right fielder.
Yeah, and the wind actually has shifted a bit. It was coming straight in from center field, and now it is coming in maybe from east to west, actually, in the outfield there. Here's Gugarich, who nearly got to round the bases at a jog last time as she sent one skyrocketing over the center fielder to score three runs.
Yeah, she's just got to be force anything and just stay within her, you know, what she can actually do there at the plate, and nice easy swing, and she'll hit that ball hard.
She can't do it with one swing here. The Chargers just need base runners. Lemon palms the ball, steps up, throws, and Gugarich pops this one into right field. It's deep, but the right fielder's back and makes the catch. The right fielder, number 11, Chelsea Deo. It seemed like it was a can of corn, and then it looked like she was in trouble there, but somehow managed to go back to the wall and make the catch.
Kind of snow cone that there, and it kind of sparked them, and once again that momentum shifted here. Two outs, and it's kind of bleak for the Chargers.
So with two outs, Presley Swan, this is their last chance. The Chargers, three-time defending conference champions, the third-place finisher from a year ago in the state tournament, is now down to their final out against last year's second-place finish. Presley Swan swings, fouls, strike number one. And the freshman, Lemon, gets right back to the rubber. She's ready to go again. Swan gets her instructions from Coach Cypher. The changeup on the outside corner swung on strike two. And so the Chargers are down to their proverbial last swing of the bat here in the 2011 season. Setting up outside is Lemon. Here's the pitch. It's swung. It's a short grounder to shortstop. Throw over to first. Not in time. Not in time. Zetterlund seemed a little slow to charge, and Presley Swan on board with just two outs.
Too good a pitch there. 0-2 count. She just kind of throws it right down the middle, and Presley swung on it and got there to first base. I guess one pitch at a time really kind of works here.
So Abby Curran steps up, and new life for the Chargers. Tying run at the plate. Strike one taken by Curran. And again, now you just got to string some hits together here. Not really power hitters up to bat, so. And Curran half swing here, and I'm not sure if they called that a strike yet or not. And they have. They say she went around, so Abby Curran down 0-2 here. The freshman, Taylor Lemon, who's come in and done a phenomenal job. And that ball hit to third base. The throw over to first is in time. And Keokuk advances to Fort Dodge next week to play in the 2011 state softball tournament.
Well, the Chargers, they just did everything they could there. They just came up a little bit short, just ran out of innings. And, you know, they had a great season this year, Tim. And those three seniors should surely be proud of their last year here at Sheraton.
Yeah, just a phenomenal career by those three seniors, and nothing to hang their heads about. This is a great softball game tonight. Keokuk led for most of the way. The Chargers fought back, but in the end, just a little too late, as Keokuk wins 6-4, and they will play next week in Fort Dodge. And Sheraton goes home, ending their season at 24-10.
And Friday, it looks like, Tim, you'll be in Norwalk. Is that right?
Yeah, join us Friday night. The Charger baseball team plays Carlisle in the first-round district game at Norwalk. And so we'll bring you all the live action there. And for Perry Lane, this is Tim Millage, and we want to thank you for listening, and we'll take care and go Chargers.